Plain white salt. One day, the king calls his three beautiful daughters. Today is my birthday. I want one special gift from each of you. It must be a useful gift. It must be an important gift, says the king. Three daughters. The king has three daughters. One, two, three. They must bring him gifts. One, two, three. One gift from each daughter. Three gifts for one king. What will his daughters bring? A few hours later, the daughters come back. The first daughter gives the king a big box of shiny gold coins. These coins are important, she says. They will buy many things. The king is happy. The second daughter gives the king a box of red, green, and blue jewels. These jewels are important, she says. You can wear them or you can trade them for other things. The king is happy. The third daughter gives the king a small square box. Father, here is my gift, she says. I hope you like it. The king opens the box. This is plain white salt, he says. Salt is not important. You are a silly girl. Take this little brown box. Leave the palace now and do not come back. Gifts for the king. A tiny square box tied with thin string and filled with white salt is no gift for a king. Round golden coins and colorful jewels are perfect gifts. Just ask any fool. The king does not like the salt. His third daughter is very sad. How can father be so mean? She thinks. But she says goodbye to her sisters and leaves the palace. The third daughter goes far away. She gets a job. She learns to cook. She makes big meals for people. Everyone loves her delicious food. The king is very sad. He misses his youngest daughter. 5 years pass. The king's first daughter gets married. The king has a big feast. Everyone sits at a long table. The king smiles and says, "This food looks delicious." The feast. This ham looks juicy. That soup smells great. I hope all these noodles will fit on my plate. That cake looks sweet. This beef looks yummy. Those rolls over there will fill my tummy. The hungry king tastes the beef. He tastes the soup. He tastes the rolls. Something is wrong. This food is terrible, shouts the king. It has no taste. The king shouts, "Bring me the cook." The cook comes. She looks at the king. He says, "This food needs salt." The cook answers, "I know, but my father says salt is not important." The king is very angry. "Your father is not a smart man, and you are not a good cook," he yells. The cook smiles at him. Then she takes off her scarf. "It is you," shouts the king. "My third daughter is back." The king cries and cries with joy. He hugs his daughter. "I am wrong and you are right," says the king. "Salt is important." The king is so happy with his whole family at his side. "We are all together again," he says. That is the most important thing of all.